I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to be joyful, we'll spend some time alone, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of Wilf Carter, Lud Gluskin, and the state of Alabama. My wife and I are fans of the Canadian police drama TV series Flashpoint. It lasted for 5 seasons, but unfortunately is no longer in production. One of the phrases heard regularly on the show was no joy, meaning unsuccessful, not there, or nothing, as in not having a clear shot at a target. But this is the time of the year for joy. Last week I played Oh Joy by Joseph Samuel's Music Masters, and we've got lots more joy in this opening segment of the show, beginning with Gid Tanner and his Skillet Liquors.
Rock, cradle, Hey, Blanche, what is wrong?
Nothing, boy. It's just a crazy song.
I can say in all honesty that I have never licked a skillet, but we started off that set with Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers and Soldier's Joy, recorded by Columbia in Atlanta, Georgia on October 29, 1929. George Gideon Tanner was born near Monroe, Georgia in 1885, and that's just one of more than 100 recordings the Skillet Lickers made between 1926 and 1934. The classic fiddle tune Soldier's Joy traces its origin back to Scotland, where it has been played for more than 200 years. Despite the upbeat tempo and catchy melody, Soldier's Joy refers to the combination of whiskey, beer, and morphine used by Civil War soldiers. Next, it was Lou Stone and his band at the Monsignor Restaurant in London on March 16, 1934, with Muhlenberg Joys. That was followed by Boogie Woogie Master Albert Ammons, December 30, 1938, with his own composition, Shout for Joy. And we finished up with just a crazy song, Hi, Hi, Hi. So what does that have to do with joy? Well, that March 27, 1931 recording was by Cab Calloway's older sister, Blanche Calloway, and her Joy Boys. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. If we were playing Jeopardy and you chose famous movie quotes for 1,000, the answer would be, it's Greta Garbo's most famous line. And of course the Jeopardy question would be, what is I Want to Be Alone? Which is the American Film Institute's 30th most memorable movie quote of all time. It was so memorable that it was spoofed in at least half a dozen Warner Brothers cartoons in the late 30s. Well, Miss G isn't the only one who wants to be alone. Here are the Clico Club Eskimos.
Hi,
rather be alone in the town than through and down in a mound. I would sooner be a communer with the birds and the bees. That's why I stay. I can hardly wait for the cute train. Got a Mary there, sweetie there, and a little boy run about. But if I had no one, the southern sun, I'd still stand up and shout.
Oh, Mammy,
I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south. For the south is won't be home to me.
I'm Dixie bound. When payday comes around,
don't try to stop me now. Straight as a dart into Dixie's heart. I can't be satisfied anywhere else. Somehow
not satisfied.
For the south is home sweet home to me. Southern days, southern ways, southern cotton and corn. Southern cooks don't need books down where I was born. Southern skies get my brain all whirl. Southern tune, southern moon, and a kiss from my best girl.
That's him.
I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south than blue and down in the mouth. I would sooner be a communer with the birds and the bees. That's why I say I can hardly wait for the choo-choo-choo-choo-woo-woo-woo. Got a mammy there, sweetie there, a little boy run along. But if I had no one, he's the southern sun, I'd still stand up and shout.
Oh, mammy,
I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south. For the south is home sweet home to me, you know, nobody else but me.
Got a lot of dough, and she's single now, you know. Why I want to be alone with Mary Brown.
Starita and the Piccadilly Players with I Want to Be Alone with Mary Brown. And who doesn't? The vocalist on that April 20th, 1928 recording was Eddie Grossbart, and I Want to Be Alone with Mary Brown was written by Edgar Leslie and Joe Gilbert. Last week we heard the Revelers billed as the Merrymakers, and following Alistair Reda we heard them credited as the Singing Sophomores on I'd Rather Be Alone in the South, written by Norman J. Vouse, who also brought us Answer, My Swanee Home, and Frank and Ernest. Accompanying on piano on that October 20th, 1925 recording was Ed Smalley. We began that solitary segment with Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos and I'd Rather Be Alone, written by Milton Ager. That Columbia 78 was made in New York on January 29th, 1926. I know of just two people with the given name Wilfred. One is Wilfred Glenn, founder of the Shannon Four, the male vocal close harmony quartet, which would evolve into the Revelers. Wilfred Glenn was called Bill by his friends. The other is Wilfred Arthur Charles Carter, who was better known as Wilf Carter. Country Western singer, songwriter, guitarist, and yodeler Wilf Carter was born 112 years ago this very day, December 18, 1904, in Port Hilford, Nova Scotia, Canada. At age 12, he heard an entertainer known as the Yodeling Fool. He was fascinated and later developed his own yodeling style. He left home at age 15 and, unlike most country western singers, actually worked as a cowboy for a time. He was first heard on Canadian radio in 1930 and in 1933 made his first records in Montreal on the Canadian Bluebird label. In 1935, he moved to New York City, where he performed on WABC and continued making records. He was hosting a country music radio program on CBS when a lawyer told him he'd have to change his name and asked if he'd ever been to Montana. Wilf replied in the affirmative and, given his build, was known in the U.S. from that point on as Montana Slim. He wrote hundreds of songs, was still touring at age 86, and died in Scottsdale, Arizona on December 5, 1996. Here are three from Wilf Carter.
Hiding behind a water tank, waiting for a westbound train. Trying to dock those doggone cops, it's pouring down in rain. It seems they love to chase us, that's all they ever do. What did we ever do to them? I've got those hobo blues. We have to bum our victuals as we pass from town to town. Some people call us the rambling bums. We're knights of high renown. It seems old man depression hit us lads the worst of all. We have to bum our living from spring till late in the fall. We drift into the city, trying to find a little chuck. Those doggone cops, they chase us out. That's always a hobo's luck. Canada, the land of plenty, we find no work to do. Just ride the freight from east to west and get those hobo blues. Those hobo blues. A lion in an old boxcar, the train rolls down the rails. We don't find much difference here from lion in a jail. Four walls all around us, no pork chop steaks or stew. I hear a whistle blowing, those doggone hobo blues. Those doggone hobo blues. But oh, for the life of a hobo, no loving caress of a wife. No baby to hold upon your knee when you come home at night. Always riding the glittering rails, that's all we ever do.
The hobo's life's not all blue skies, oh doggone hobo blue. Those hobo blue.
There's a spot out on the prairie where the coyotes love to roam. Around my little old log shack, I always call my home. How I love to sit and listen while they howl at the yellow moon. Around my little old log shack, I always call my home. My shack's my only fortune, I'm as happy as you are. As I sing and yodel and strum my old guitar. The meadowlarks are singing out where the cattle roam. Around my little old log shack, I always call my home. Where the coyotes howl in a lonesome melody as they wander around my little home. Oh, the moon's shining bright on my little old shack tonight. On my little old log shanty on my clay. Years ago I had a sweetheart, the joy of my life. One night I asked her best I could if she would be my wife. We'd have the sweetest honeymoon where we could be alone. In that little old log shack I could always call my home. Next night we goes riding out to our home to be. She said she was never happy unless she was alone with me. But when she saw my paradise she seemed to take a fright. And all at once she gave a scream, I can never be your wife. You haven't got no electric light, you'll have to live alone. Is this a little old log shack you always call our home? I never seen her since that night she gave me back the ring. When she left, I threw the thing away and started in to sing. You've never heard my feelings when you left me and my home. For I'm a happy cowboy out where the dogies roam. At night I lie and listen to the coyotes mingle tone. Around my little old log shack I always call my home. Where the coyotes howl is a lonesome melody as they wander around my little home. Oh, the moon's shining bright on my little old shack tonight. On my little old log shanty on my clay. My shack's my only fortune, I'm as happy as you are. As I sing and yodel and strum my old guitar. The meadowlarks are singing out where the cattle roam. Around my little old log shack I always call my home. Where the coyotes howl is a lonesome melody as I wander around my little home. Oh, the moon's shining bright on my little old shack tonight. On my little old log shanty on my clay.
Lying on a boxcar on a cold and wintry day, telling yarns among us, pass the time away. In the corner lay a hobo, his eyes were all agleam. Would you like to hear the story about my heavenly dream? One night I lay a-sleepin' as the train rolled down the rail. I dreamed I was in heaven where they didn't have no jail. The policemen, they were smiling, and the brakeman waved goodbye. As the train rolled on through heaven, that fair land in the sky. Hadleedle-odle-lay, odle-deedle-idle-odle-deedle-idle-odle-deedle-odle-dee. Hadleedle-odle-lay, odle-deedle-idle-odle-deedle-odle-dee. The boxcars all were silver, and the rails were paved with gold. Each boxcar had a grubstake like treasure land untold. Who ever heard of a hobo a-flittin' around on wings? without a bit of kidding, I seen that very thing. But the best I seen was a hobo, he was riding on a train. He had him a high silk hat, swung a gold top walking cane. He throwed me a silver dollar as he met me in the door. I woke up all excited, scratching on that boxcar floor. Hadleedle, odleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle. Hadleedle, odleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle. Just a hobo's dream of heaven, where the rails are paved with gold. You always get your hand out like treasure land untold. Hadleedle, odleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle. Hadleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle. Hadleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle. Hadleedle, odleedle, idee, odleedle, idle, odleedle, idle, odleedle, odleedle.
Well, there you have three from Wilf Carter. Too much? I hope not. We started off with The Hobo's Blues, one of his earliest recordings made in Montreal on January 11, 1934. We finished off with another hobo song, The Hobo's Dream of Heaven, from October 18, 1934. In between the two hobo songs, we heard A Little Log Shack I Can Always Call My Home, recorded in New York on March 20, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Last week, December 14th, way back in 1819, Alabama became the 22nd of the United States of America. Some fun facts about Alabama are that at over 300,000 words, it has the longest and, at 775, the most amended state constitution in the world. It's home to the Vulcan, the world's largest cast iron statue, weighing in at 120,000 pounds. Magnolia Springs, Alabama, has the country's only all-water boat mail delivery route. While most states have milk as their official state drink, Alabama is the only state to have an alcoholic beverage as its official state drink, Clyde May's Alabama-style whiskey. I just might have to try me some of that. And speaking of alcohol, the most important fact about Alabama is that Alabama's southernmost brewery, Big Beach Brewing Company in Gulf Shores, is owned by the family of my friend and former colleague, Ryan. If you find yourself in the area, stop by for a frosty beverage. So, with a shout-out to my friend Berger, here are three rapidly rotating records about Alabama, beginning with the Alabama Stomp and followed by two records being heard for the first time on the show. Thank you. love Fletcher Henderson and the Dixie Stompers recording of Alabama Stomp, but we started off this celebration of Alabama's statehood with that Henry Creamer and James P. Johnson tune performed by Joe Watson and his Green Mill Orchestra on October 17, 1929. That's from an Australian 78 on the Embassy label. Trumpeter Joe Watson went to Australia with Ray Teller's San Francisco Orchestra, but led his own Green Mill Orchestra in Melbourne in 1929, and in 1930 played at Sydney's Wentworth Hotel. One of the worst floods in Alabama history occurred in March of 1929, with the town of Elba receiving more than 30 inches of rain and leaving one man dead and 15,000 stranded. The flooding peaked on March 15th, and 6 days later, on March 21st, Andrew Jenkins was in a studio recording a song about it. You heard OK 45319, Alabama Flood, credited to Blind Andy. Vernon Dalhart and Frank Luther also recorded their own accounts of the disaster. And we finished up with a song written by Milton Brown titled Nancy Jane. So what does that have to do with Alabama? Well, it was performed on that March 30th, 1932 Perfect 78 by the Memphis Nighthawks, featuring Jimmy Bertrand on washboard, who were credited on the label as the Alabama Rascals. That was an instrumental, but there is a nice vocal recording on Bluebird by the Fort Worth Doughboys.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, December 16th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of Ludwig Elias Gluskin, better known as Lud Gluskin. While in high school, he formed a drum and piano vocal combo with Jimmy Durante, and they became lifelong friends. During World War I, Gluskin was stationed in France, and upon his return to the U.S., he became a professional musician, playing drums in one of Paul Whiteman's bands. In 1924, the band traveled to England, and after the engagement, he moved to Paris, where he joined Belgian alto sax player Paul Gassan's band, and in October, the band made Austria's first jazz recordings. Over the next 6 years or so, Lud Gluskin was one of the most successful American musicians to work in Europe, and his ensemble played at some of the leading French and German entertainment venues. In addition to about 450 recordings for several different companies, the band was also featured in movies and worked for film studios and on radio. Toward the end of 1933, there was a lack of work in Paris, and since Gluskin was Jewish, work in Germany was no longer possible. He wound up disbanding and returning to New York, where he formed a new band called the Continental Orchestra. In 1937, he became musical director for CBS on the West Coast and led a studio band. During World War II, he had his own radio program, and his band continued to work into the 1960s. He retired from CBS in 1976 and died on October 13, 1989, in Palm Springs, California, at age 90. Here's Lud Gluskin.
Thank you. avec ses yeux pleins de flammes. Même si je n'en sais rien, mais il me prend si bien qu'à lui je suis cornéable. Son amour est beau, mais il est si beau qu'il plaît à toutes les femmes. Et je me dis bien des fois, je voudrais l'avoir seul pour moi, je vais être mon gigolo.
Has a passion, the Continental, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly, her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying, the Continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the Continental, for it's the song of romance and of love.
Thank you. my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea. Moon over Miami, shine on as we begin a dream or two that may come true when the tide comes in. Hark to the song of the smiling troubadour. Hark to the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami, you know we're waiting for the little love, the little kiss on Miami shore.
We started off our tribute to Lud Gluskin in Paris on October 13, 1930 with C'est mon gigolo, written by Polish pianist and composer Jerzy Pietrzbierski. The vocal refrain was by Maurice Cizeron, who played alto sax, clarinet, and flute in the band. From there, we came back to the U.S. for Gluskin's first commercial recording session here on September 13, 1934, Lud Gluskin and his Continental Orchestra with The Continental. Joe Hostetter, trumpeter in the band, provided the vocal, billed as Joe Host. We finished up with Buddy Clark singing the Edgar Leslie lyric to Joe Burke's tune, Moon Over Miami. Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, December 26, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.